Are we tolerating others or allowing them? Since we're all so different, it doesn't seem to me that there's much of a chance of us ever coming together on common agreements about how we should all live life.
We agree. And it would be a very boring place if that were the case.
Well, since we're all different and we want different things, then how can we move forward without feeling the pain of having to put up with or tolerate those differences in others?
Your pain or negative emotion is not because of your disagreement with another person. It's always about the disagreement between you and you. If you will withdraw your attention from the unwanted and put it upon something that you do like, your pain will subside. As you focus longer still upon something that you do want, not only will you no longer feel pain, but you will feel positive emotion, such as interest or eagerness or happiness.
But since we're all somehow connected, how can a person learn how to allow the uncomfortable things that are occurring in other people's lives?
All understanding comes through the comparative living of life. And by comparative, we mean weighing all current observations against the true knowledge that emanates from your source. From your broader perspective, you know that attention to unwanted things adds to them. And so the source part of you withdraws attention from all things that are unwanted. When you in your physical body give your attention to unwanted things, you cause a disparity in the vibrational relationship between you and you, and your negative emotion is your indication of that discord or lack of alignment. And in that absence of alignment, you are of no value to the person you are worrying about or angry with. And when you think about it, since you cannot control the circumstances of the lives of others, you have no real choice, if it is your desire to be happy, other than to withdraw your attention from their uncomfortable situation.
But won't others feel abandoned if we withdraw our attention from the pain they're experiencing? I mean, don't we have some responsibility to help those in need?
Here's an opportunity to begin to understand a basic flawed premise of your society.